Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Sweet memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
They bring to me.
How I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
How I long
once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. Oft my thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good morning, everyone. And greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, as we get into your word this morning, I'm asking the Holy Spirit come forward and be with us. We'll open our hearts and minds to be receptive, Father, unto this word, so that, Father, we can learn the real truth of your word, Father, as it's given to us by thy Holy Spirit. Father, be with us throughout the study this morning, and I'm asking this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. You know, we've been in the Book of Kings, but I told you yesterday and today we was going to be getting into something else. So what I want to get into is becoming that child of the living God. Mankind has messed up so much of the Word of God. There's really not funny what he's done to it. But there is a lot of things that needs to be repented of and straightened out. To become the child of God, Peter, on the day of Pentecost, and the day that the Holy Spirit was sent to mankind, he came out and preached a good sermon. And those that heard him, and those that would listen and believe, when he finished, they asked him, here in verse 37 of Acts chapter 2. It says, now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? We want to know how to become this child of Almighty God. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Now, I want to show you what man does to things. They've just been told right here in verse 38 what to do, to repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus for the remission of sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. See, it takes all of this to become that born again child of God. But there are those that teach that you don't have to be baptized at all. In the footnote on this verse 38, show you what man done. Third, the passage throughout the New Testament do not include water baptism in the salvation experience. Thus, this verse more clearly reads, repent for the remission of sins, and you will receive the gift, which is the Holy Ghost. You see, they took out baptism. Peter. That all you had to do was to repent. No, that's the start. But you see, we know that these that were listening to Peter and asked, they went and got, and they were baptized the same day. About 3,000 of them. But you see, they did not receive the Holy Spirit at the same time that a lot of them today are teaching also. They're telling you that because you repented and that you were baptized, you automatically right then received the Holy Spirit. No, that's not true. But when you go, it took from chapter 2 to chapter 8 and find out, I'm going to start with verse 13 in chapter 8. Then Simon himself believed also, and when he was baptized, he continued with Philip and wondered, beholding the miracles and signs which were done. Now when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John. We don't know how long a time in between them accepting Christ and being baptized and all, before Peter and them even got to them. Because we know travel was slow in that day and time, but still we don't know how long they waited before they sent for them. But anyway, they were sent for. Now when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, who, when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. For as yet he had fallen on none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. See, they'd all been baptized in the name of Jesus, but they had not received the Holy Spirit until these apostles. Now, when they laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. Now, you see, we have a plan given to us of what to do and how to go about it. But then we need to grow. And we must be born again in order to enter in to the kingdom of God. Oh no, you don't have to be born again. All you got to do is just be a believer. Well, let's see. And we'll see what the Lord Jesus, he has to say about it. He's talking here to Nicodemus in John, the Gospel of John, chapter 3. Now, the same, start with verse 2, the same came to Jesus by night and said unto, this is Nicodemus coming to Jesus by night, and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. 3. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, or that verily, verily again. In other words, pay attention. I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. That's Jesus talking. And he's telling you and I, as well as Nicodemus, that unless we are born again, we cannot see the kingdom of God. Now, here in 4, Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? 5. Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Now, once again, show you what man's done. To that verse 5 then. It says a man must be born of water and of the Spirit. And here's what this, whoever it was, helping make the notes in the teacher's edition here that I have. It says, born of water implies natural, physical birth, since sent spirit refers to supernatural, spiritual birth. No, that's not the water it meant. It was talking about baptism. Because baptism is part of your salvation. You go to the 6th chapter of Romans and find out more about that. So let's just do that. Let's go over here to Romans. All right. Romans 6, chapter 6. You're getting close. All right. Now, here's what happens when you're baptized in Jesus' name, when it's done and done rightly, and you are sincere. It says, chapter 6, starting with verse 1. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? 3. Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. But you see, they don't want to teach that because they have to live right. And that's not what they're wanting to do, to be honest with you. Now, he goes on here. In verse 7, Jesus is telling Nicodemus, marvel not that I said unto ye, you must be born again. 8. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell whence it cometh and where it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. In other words, everything changes. Your life changes. And most people that are walking in darkness don't understand you. That's why they mock you. They ridicule you. They lie on you. Now, make up things about you. 9. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, how can these things be? 10. Jesus answered and said unto him, art thou a master of Israel and knowest not these things? 11. Verily, verily. Here we go. Pay attention. I say unto thee that we know and testify that we have seen, and you receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man has ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever, you see, he's telling how this is going to be, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That whosoever believed in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest he, his deeds, should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought straight to Nicodemus. But, you see, we still have things to learn about becoming that Son of Almighty God and being born again, which we have been told by him that unless we are born again, there's no way of entering the kingdom of God. And the reason for that is because until you and I are born again, on our own we cannot leave sin alone. We will be committing sin. It takes that being born again. And it takes all of the plan of salvation to be born again. Now, as we just read, we know we had to go to Jesus and repent. He forgives our sins. We are baptized. That baptism, we have put on the Lord Jesus Christ. We've been buried with him. We've been resurrected with him. And we are to walk in that resurrection. And in order to do that, we need the Holy Spirit. Now, when we receive the Holy Spirit, that's when you and I are born again. I want to read you something here again in 1 John 3. And we're going to begin with verse 3. And every man that has this hope in him purifieth himself even as he is pure. Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law. The sin is the transgression of law. And you know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Now, you've repented, you've been baptized, you've put on the Lord Jesus Christ. He's living in you now, but he will not live in you if you've got sin in you. No. Now, in him is no sin. Whosoever abideth in him, whosoever abideth in Jesus, sinneth not. There ain't no mites, no maids. Sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth has not seen him, neither known him. You can't get it any stronger or any straighter. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil. For the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Now, we're coming to the answer that I want you to really hear and see about you being born again and being born of God. I've been over how and what you need to have to do to be born again. And he tells you in verse 9, whosoever is born of God does not commit sin, for his seed, the Holy Spirit, remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. Now, you know what man done to that verse? John is not teaching sinless perfection. He speaks here of habitual practice of known sinful act. The true believer's actions will conform to the character of his true father, either God or Satan. This person born of God will reflect this in his behavior. He's telling you there in that footnote that John's not teaching you that you can be sinless perfection. That's exactly what it says. Whosoever is born of God does not commit sin. No mites, no maybes. Does not commit sin. For his seed remaineth in him. Holy Spirit is in him now. And he cannot sin because he is born of God. In this, the children of God are manifest. You are made. For John, a mere profession of faith in Christ was insufficient, if not accompanied by the outward marks of divine. And further, he links love for other Christians closely with righteous living. Well, we all know that. But those that will live that kind of life are born again, because the children of the devil, whosoever does not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. You see, there's a lot for you and I to know and to learn just to become that born-again child of Almighty God. And this is not being taught in 99% of our churches today. We have a few, yes, teaching the truth of God's word. But they are very few because they know mankind don't want to listen to the truth about God's word and how they are to live righteously without all this worldly sin and things of Satan. But if you want to make heaven your home, that's exactly what it must be. I want you to think about this today. And remember where it came from. And the two main things you can search is the Gospel of John, 3rd chapter. Read it, that being born again. And then 1st John, 3rd chapter, tells you about what happens when you are born again. And he gives it to you straight. It's time for mankind to wake up and accept all of God's word and not twist and turn it to make it say what they want it to say, as a lot of them have. Even those scholars that when they put together a study Bible, done a lot of twisting of the Word of God. But you study God's Word until you know what it says. And then even as you look at the footnotes, you'll see the mistakes that mankind has put in here and the way Satan managed to get some things in here to deceive you. Now, the Word of God, none of it is deceiving. No. It's those footnotes that man put in here when he put together what he's calling the study Bible. But you don't have to have a study Bible to study the Word of God. What you need is the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. And you've been told how to obtain them. And you're told that in the Word of God. Go back and read it through the day and think about what I have shared with you today. All right. We come now to a closing of the Word of God for this morning, where he will have me this evening. As of yet, I don't know. But he will put us where he wants us. Now, because there is so much good throughout the Word of God that we all need and need to learn, have in our lives, and we need to be at work in keeping it and doing what it says to do and do the things for God that we need to be doing. That's why we're here. We're here to work for him and to get ready to spend eternity with him. But you need this Word of God and you need it in you and in your life if you're going to make it. All right. As we close his word, let us go to the Father in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again this morning, as we close your word, we thank you for your word, Father. We thank you for the Lord Jesus and for the Holy Spirit. And Father, we thank you for this day, the day which you've made. Now keep us, Father, in righteousness through this day. Keep us in health, Father. Keep us safe. And help us to walk through this day, Father, in wholeness, in and with the Word of God. And bring us back together again this evening, Father. And we can be back into your Word with you and the Lord Jesus Christ, Father, and sharing with each other. Now, Father, keep us. Keep us all, Father, in health this day. If though there is any that joins with us that are sick, Father, I ask for them to lay claim to that healing power that is given to them by the stripes of Jesus Christ. And Father, keep us this day free of sin. Help us, Father, to grow stronger, stronger each and every day. This is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. I want all of you to think about the date. And I pray to see you with me this evening at 6 p.m. Have a good day.